U.S. President Donald Trump has warned former FBI Chief James Comey against leaking material to the media. In a tweet on Friday, the president said James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. The White House, in a briefing in the last hour, refused to comment when asked whether Trump recorded his conversation with Comey. Just a day earlier in an interview, Trump said he'd been told by Comey repeatedly that he was not a target of the ongoing inquiry into possible election meddling by Russia. Simon Marks is in Washington, D.C., has been keeping tabs on the White House briefing. Simon, so President Trump's spokesman has refused to comment on the existence of secret recording system inside the White House. Well, that just fuels speculation that they do exist?
Absolutely. I think it's inevitably going to fuel speculation here and concern that, as one former FBI official said a few hours ago, President Trump is now out of control inside the White House. This was a remarkable briefing given by Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary. The first time he'd been seen publicly since Tuesday night, the last time he was seen in Washington, he was hiding in some bushes on the White House grounds in a bid to evade questions. Reporters wanted to put to him about the firing of the FBI director, James Comey. He was asked no fewer than four occasions during the course of today's briefing whether either Mr. Comey's conversations with President Trump had been taped, as the president appeared to intimate in that morning Twitter message, or more generally, whether there was any kind of secret recording system that the president had installed at the White House. On each occasion, on both of those issues, Sean Spicer refused to comment, saying the president had nothing further to add beyond the language that he used in that early morning Twitter message. That's an amazing position for any White House to find itself in, given the history in Washington, D.C., of secret taping systems inside the White House. Remember, it was the disclosure that a secret taping system had been deployed by Richard Nixon back in the 1970s that fueled the Watergate scandal and ultimately led to Richard Nixon's demise. People here don't want to equate what's taking place at the moment in Washington with Watergate. And yet, after that White House briefing, inevitably, there's going to be more discussion about possible parallels.
And White House officials also said the president was not trying to threaten former FBI Director James Comey when he warned him not to leak information to the press. But it was a pretty threatening tweet, wasn't it?
It was a threatening tweet. It was an intimidating tweet. And there are those here who suggest that President Trump has brushed right up against the law, because James Comey has been invited to testify before Congress about his experiences being fired by President Trump, and also, of course, about the probe that he was leading at the FBI into any ties that may have existed between the Trump team during last year's presidential election campaign and the Russians. And there are laws on the books here that ban any attempt to intimidate witnesses. Sean Spicer at the White House suggested that what Donald Trump was really talking about was leaking classified information to the media, that he didn't believe that the tweet was threatening, as many here have interpreted it. But it's going to be very interesting to see how James Comey and those people around him who are briefing various media reporters here in Washington, D.C., respond to what the White House has had to say over the last few hours.
Thanks for that, Simon Marks, there for us from Washington, D.C.